You mentioned emotional depth, and there was another word you used, something about grand history. And I think if you attempt to write some huge historical tome, something of moment, something of great force, if you attempt to do that, you will almost certainly fail. Whereas if you attempt to simply state a set of circumstances with absolutely no, you're not trying to influence people to feel one way or the other, you're simply picking the things that were the essential parts of that experience out, and you're laying them on the page. And quite frequently you are, it's almost as though you as a doctor may appreciate this, as though you're laying yourself open on the page. The reader might not absorb that or even notice that, but that's what you're doing.
Well, I guess like in the last couple of decades in poetry, there's been a lot of, what do they call it? Confessional poetry, and there's been a bit of a sort of I guess some people are much more reserved about that than others. Everyone has their own borderline. It's astonishing to me what some people will write about.
I think there are ways and ways of going about this. I mean, I think if what you put on the page is an emotional outpouring, I think that can be both somewhat tedious and embarrassing for people to read. And I think that's what I meant by removing myself from it at a certain level and just sitting back and looking at those things quite dispassionately, although they may be things that I felt very, very strongly about. But I'm no longer that person that's on the page. I've put it down there, and the person that is me is still up here somewhere. I'm not, you know... It's a little hard to put that into words, but I think you have to make that separation to write something which does not become simply a self-indulgent outpouring of emotions, although I've done my share of that, as anybody who writes poetry will. I was thinking the other day about how we all go through stages when we begin to write poetry. I mean, we all begin to write it for different reasons. And most of us will go through that emotional outpouring. We'll also go through a stage where we think that every little thing that has happened to us is worth somebody else reading about, which of course it isn't. You know, in the end, you have to pick the things that may strike a chord with other people. What are the other reasons why we write poetry? Sometimes we'll all go through a stage where we become highly, or attempt to become highly intellectual. That's never been a stage that I've been terribly successful at, but I tried.
I'm guilty of that one, I know.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
To the point where you may write something which is totally incomprehensible to the reader. And you can do that if you go overboard with metaphor and with colourful language, you know, where at a certain stage you're encouraged to put lots of colour into your writing, and many people sort of respond to that by sticking loads of adjectives and metaphors, and it all becomes very, very confused. So you go through stages, and it's almost as though you can't progress until you've gone through it. You know, you've got to do that before you come out on the other side, and then you can look back and say, well, I don't know what that was, but it wasn't really, you know, it wasn't poetry that reaches out with a universal truth. And I think that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about putting down simple statements of what was. Because through people's experience, people do have common ground there. They can read something and think, yes, that's something like that happened to me.